Lo irara ki ata imadi. Hi, my name is Ya'el Galernter from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and today we will be looking at Psalms chapter 6, Tehillim Perek Vav. The Perek begins with David expressing his experience of God's anger in his direction. Hashem al ba'apcha tochicheni v'al b'chamatcha tiyasrini. He's experiencing different kinds of anger from God, and he goes on to express the suffering, the sighing that he experiences because of whatever this manifestation is of God's anger. And the Malbim points out that David is talking about both an experience of pain and suffering that is internal. He's experiencing illness, something that's internal to him. And because as a king, he is not doing well, he's now having enemies gang up against him. So there's a two-pronged attack that is happening, something that's internal and something that is external. And the parak goes on to express stress over what is going on in his life. And he says, V'nafshi nivhala me'od, my whole being is stricken with terror. Hashem, vi'ata Hashem, ad masai. Until when? How much more can I handle? How much longer can this go on? Shuva Hashem, chaltza nafshi, Hashem, I need you to rescue me. There is so much that is so relatable right now in this perek. On the one hand, there are enemies from the outside attacking, and yet we all know that Hashem doesn't send us tochacha, yesurim, rebuke and suffering when we don't also have some kind of illness on the inside. What the thing that I relate to most in this parak is the need for cheshbon hanefesh, the ability, the necessity of looking internally and saying, what have I been doing in my own personal life that I can be improving on in my relationship with God? Because when I look internally and I improve my relationship with God, God will improve what's going on externally. That doesn't mean we know why what's going on in the world is going on. We're not Nevi'im, we're not prophets. But we do know we all have stuff in our life that we could be doing better. Someone remarked to me recently, I feel so bad, I have nothing that I can possibly do. I feel so helpless, the only thing I could possibly contribute is to Tehillim. And I was so upset. The only thing you can possibly contribute is Tehillim? It's the best thing you can contribute. It is the most important thing you can contribute. This war is not won by our army, as amazing as they are, and as grateful as we are to them that they are on the front lines. They have to do their hishtadlus, they have to put in the effort. But this war is won when we develop a closer relationship with God, when we commit ourselves to serving God, and then Hashem chooses to win this war for us. There is a sense of fear and anguish because we don't know what the future may bring. And we can start to guess what we might think it would be. But there's the our version, if the world runs according to the way it's running, and then there's a Hashem version. And that's why we say in this parak, ki ein b'mavet zichrecha, b'sh'ol miyodelach. Hashem, if we're no longer here, if we're no longer living, who praises you? Who represents you to the world? Right now, through our life and our life decisions and through our introspection, we are proclaiming God's greatness to the world. Look what the Jewish people are doing. We are doing chesed. We are donating our time. We're donating our money. We're donating our blood. We are doing so much good for each other and loving each other as best as we can. And we can love each other even more and even harder. And the parak ends after complaining of all of this suffering. The end, it says, Yevoshu, Shema Hashem Trinati, Hashem Tfilati Yikach. Hashem, hear my plea, accept my prayer. And all the Mepharshim say they're not, please hear it. I already know you've heard it. I already know that you're already responding. That's what it says in Yeshaya, Terem Yikru'u Va'ani E'ena. Before we're even calling, Hashem is responding. But we can initiate the process, not just with our tefillos, not just with our tehillim, but with taking a look at ourselves and saying on an individual level, there's so much we can do to give, plus there's so much we can do in our own personal lives and working on our Shmiras HaLashon and our Shmiras Shabbos, getting better with the words that we use, with our keeping of Shabbos, with our Kibud Avim, respecting our parents, with our Chesed, with our making Shalom, so many places. And I know that through this learning initiative, I know through our davening, and I know through our amazing initiatives of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the suffering, please God, will end. And we know that even without anything else, just the tefillah, Hashem knows that what he needs, what we need, and what he wants ultimately is peace in Eretz Yisrael. And he, Emirat Hashem, will provide that for us because Hashem loves us and wants that we should be able to have peace in this world so that we can proclaim his greatness and proclaim his godliness and his ability to save us. May our tefillos and learning be a schus for the neshamos of those who perished, for the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and to help protect all those fighting on the front lines. Thank you.